President Bush told several thousand members of the National Guard at a convention in Las Vegas that he is proud of his service as a member of the Texas Air National Guard during the Vietnam era. Yesterday's comments came as questions about his military service persist. The president was enthusiastically received, but he also faced criticism from some Guard members and from families who've lost loved ones in Iraq. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Las Vegas.
If anyone was looking for further explanation from the president about his time as a member of the Guard, they didn't get it. Mr. Bush, who took the stage to the tune of Hail to the Chief, made only the briefest mention of his own military history.
You've had many famous Americans in your ranks, including men named Jefferson, Madison, Lincoln, and Truman. 19 individuals have served both in the Guard and as President of the United States, and I'm proud to be one of them.
The president's main mission here was to praise the Guard, more than 2,000 of whom were activated to full-time status over the past 3 years and sent to Afghanistan and Iraq. Mr. Bush did recognize the hardship overseas duty has meant for soldiers used to weekend duty close to home.
I know this time of call-ups and alerts and mobilizations and deployments has been difficult for Guard members and their families and employers. And when our nation must call on you, we owe you some things in return.
The president said that would include better notification at least 30 days in advance of an order to ship out. And he promised to work on something many members of the Guard have complained about, open-ended deployments, without knowing when they'll get back home. In the audience, the reaction was positive. Major Thomas McNeil of Warner Robins, Georgia, said he backs the president, despite problems the U.S. has encountered in Iraq since the overthrow of Saddam Hussein, and despite the fact that no weapons of mass destruction have been found.
What I'm saying is that even though we went in with less than perfect information, that's always going to be the case. You can't suddenly say, maybe, he's been very consistent, very strong. There's no guessing around him as a leader, and there's no guessing around our military as what we're trying to do. So I think as a military person, I'm very proud to have him in charge.
Lieutenant Tanya McCurdy of Ohio was also glad the president came. A member of the Guard for 8 years, she served 11 months in Iraq during the war and says she always knew it was possible she'd be activated to full-time if needed. But she also says the war on terrorism and the role the Guard is playing could adversely affect recruiting.
Because I think a lot of people, up until a few years ago, really joined the Guard and Reserve for educational benefits, you know, the new recruits. And now they realize that, hey, you can't just put in your 4 years, your 6 years, get the benefits for school, and then get out.
Also yesterday in Las Vegas, away from the noise of the convention, a group of National Guard families held a news conference to offer a different view of Mr. Bush's leadership on Iraq. Karma Kumlin of Maplewood, Minnesota, talked of her husband, who's currently stationed in a combat zone in Iraq. She says it's a commitment he is honoring.
But our country's government is not honoring its commitment to him and all our soldiers who risk so much for us. They were sent to an increasingly and incredibly hostile war zone without proper training, without necessary equipment, without adequate support and planning, and worst of all, these betrayals of our troops. They were sent to fight and die without good reason.
Also with the news conference was Dante Zapala of California. His brother, a Guard sergeant, was killed in action in Iraq.
My brother died trying to make an honest man out of George Bush, hoping to still find those elusive weapons of mass destruction.
Meanwhile, the Democratic National Committee has also begun airing a new television spot. It's running only in Las Vegas, where the National Guard members have gathered.
The National Guard. You're asked to sacrifice. You answer the call and serve our nation. But the Republicans in Washington are letting you down, sending troops into battle without protective equipment, involuntary extensions of duty, even pushing a veto on health care benefits for National Guard families.
President Bush's speech yesterday painted a picture of progress in Iraq, prompting Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry to accuse him of offering distortions about the situation. He said things are getting worse in Iraq, not better. It's a case Kerry will make in person here in Las Vegas tomorrow when he takes his turn addressing the National Guard Convention. Don Gagne, NPR News, Las Vegas.